Well, fabulous morning, ACN family. My name is Larry Adler. I'm a regional director out of Maryland, and I'm always humbled to have been given the honor and privilege to share a few minutes with you this morning that I hope will bring insight, inspiration, and value to you as you start your Tuesday, November 23rd. Before I get into the first mojo of this Thanksgiving week, of course, I always love to give it back to all the leaders who do the mojo calls because it does take time and effort to find a topic and prepare so all of us on the line can get our mind, body, and spirit off to a great start every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Except this week, there will be no mojo call on Thursday, Thanksgiving morning. So when I do a mojo call, I typically do like to share a personal development book that I've read or listened to, but not today. This call is going to be interactive. Oh, yeah. So, well, I'll get to that. Because Thanksgiving is in 2 days, I want to talk about giving thanks, gratitude. All of us who are on this call today should be giving thanks to our Creator because we have been gifted another day of life. That is a blessing, a huge reason to be giving thanks, yes? I do understand that there are those who do not have that blessing today. For them, I pray for their loved ones and their families. Well, Thanksgiving is my most favorite holiday. I don't know about you, but it is mine. Why? Because it's the only holiday that is devoid of the commercialism that surrounds Christmas, Valentine's Day, Halloween, and all the others. So why is it on Thanksgiving that we take a day out of our normal routine to just stop, take a breath, gather with family and friends, and celebrate a day of giving thanks for all the blessings that we've received? Well, let's start at the beginning. Let's have a brief history lesson just to remind us of the origins of Thanksgiving in the United States and why it's such a cherished tradition. The first Thanksgiving-type celebration happened in November of 1621 when the Pilgrims' governor, William Bradford, declared a time of Thanksgiving to celebrate the English settlers' first successful corn harvest. After a long and bitter voyage to the rest and a devastating winter, the remaining Mayflower passengers turned their hearts and minds toward God in gratitude for their blessings. The English settlers celebrated with their Native American allies, the Wampanoag, and feasted for 3 days. As the colonies formed, many municipalities set aside days and times for celebrations of Thanksgiving. So as the states formed, many in New England also observed the celebration at different times. But it wasn't until many years later, in 1827, the noted magazine editor and prolific writer, Sarah Josepha Hale, author, among countless other things, of the nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb, launched a campaign to establish Thanksgiving as a national holiday. For 36 years, she published numerous editorials and sent scores of letters to governors, senators, presidents, and other politicians, earning her the nickname the Mother of Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln finally heeded her request in 1863 at the height of the Civil War in a proclamation entreating all Americans to ask God to commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife, and to heal the wounds of the nation. He scheduled Thanksgiving for the final Thursday in November, and it was celebrated on that day every year until 1939, when Franklin D. Roosevelt moved the holiday up a week in an attempt to spur retail sales during the Great Depression. Roosevelt's plan, known derisively as Franksgiving, was met with passionate opposition, and in 1941, the president reluctantly signed a bill making Thanksgiving the fourth Thursday in November, just as we know it right now. Cool story, huh? So, let me get into another story. Do I have your permission to tell a little of my giving thanks life story and journey in ACN? Great, thanks. So, going way back to the beginning, I was born an eighth-month baby. As a preemie, I was placed in an incubator where too rich a mixture of oxygen took 80% of the vision in my left eye. Now, medical science in the 50s was not quite as advanced as it is today. Doctors at that time were not aware of these effects that cause many premature babies to lose sight in both eyes. In retrospect, I am truly thankful that I am not totally blind. Curiously, because I hadn't been totally blinded by the oxygen as others had, I became a research subject to the Wilmer Eye Institute. So I spent much of my first years in elementary school with a patch over my normal right eye in hopes that it would strengthen the left one. I actually had to be led around at times because I really couldn't see clearly. And kids, being kids, made fun of me, calling me names like, "Hey, there's Pizza Pirate!" And bullies picked on me throughout third grade. Let me tell you, those were very difficult and emotional times. Despite all that, I learned to be thankful for what God had not given me. Although he had not given me a perfect set of eyes, he had given me a perfect set of ears, not in the physical sense, but in the hearing sense, especially in regard to music and rhythm. So my dad played saxophone in the Army band during World War II. He was amazingly talented and often played along with Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, and other big band records on his stereo equipment. With that influence and inspiration, I taught myself how to play guitar from just a basic guitar chord book. Back then, I learned how to play Beatles songs and other artists just by listening to the recordings and nothing else. My ear just picked it all up. That's a God gift for which I am eternally grateful. So as a lot of you know, I have owned my own DJ entertainment company since 1995. I've actually been DJing for over 50 years. Yep, I started on the ones and twos when I was just a toddler. So as I mentioned, I've always loved music. I love sharing music with people. That's the main reason I got into DJing, playing music for people at major life cycle events such as bar bat mitzvahs, weddings, anniversaries, and seeing the joy that the music brought to them has always been so very gratifying. I was doing and continue to do to this day what I truly love and getting paid for it. I am filled with thanksgiving and gratitude and give glory to God every event that I do. Yes, I do. Back in 1998, as the Bar Bat Mitzvah segment of my business was growing by leaps and bounds, I was looking for party motivators to help out with the parties. A DJ friend of mine was himself just starting to use party motivators back then and introduced me to a woman who, at the time, in addition to being an attorney, owned a choreography company. We became associates and good friends. The woman he introduced me to was, you guessed it, Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel. Through that business association, both of our businesses grew exponentially. This was an introduction that I am extremely grateful for to this day. So, Leanne had just started out at ACN back then and had attempted to pick me many times over an 11, 12-year period. I did become her long-distance telephone customer, but I just wasn't interested in the opportunity since my DJ business was thriving. Then came the crash in 2008. This time, the economic downturn took a bigger bite out of people's disposable income and my DJ business, along with many other sectors of the economy, they tanked. With the economic uncertainty and not really having a plan B in place, you can probably guess correctly who got a call from me. Ring, ring. Hi, Leanne. It's Larry. I'm ready. So I went to a PBR, that's a private business reception with people in 3D in person, for those newer folks on the line, and I loved what I saw. I got started right away in May of 2009, had my first PBR with a few people joining, and I was off and running with an additional income stream. And I give thanks to this day to Leanne for her persistence and for her friendship. Okay, so let's fast forward to the pandemic last year. Many in the entertainment, service, and hospitality industries lost their main source of income, myself included. However, my cup overflows with gratitude to the wonderful co-founders of ACN for creating this amazing, life-saving opportunity. I don't know where I would be today financially, personally, and spiritually if Leanne Gabriel had not introduced me to this business. Now here comes the interactive part. So now, I've told you what I am giving thanks for. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity this Thanksgiving week to shout out what you are all giving thanks for. So I'm going to unmute the lines for 15 seconds, so let it flow.
Unmuted.
Close to me.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing. So, during this season of Thanksgiving, I'd like each and every one of you to take some time to focus on the many ways that God and others have blessed your life. How can you maintain this attitude of thankfulness every day in the midst of this upcoming craziness of the holiday season? Try one or more of these suggestions. Take time to write down lists of everything you're grateful for, from the blessing of a hot cup of coffee on a cold morning to the warmth of upcoming family celebrations. Celebrate the season all year long by being proactive and thanking others for the things they've done for you, starting with your spouse, your mate, and your family. You'll be amazed at how recognizing others' work of your or thoughtfulness on your behalf will generate more of the same in people around you. Maintain a gratitude journal that outlines the ways that others have blessed you in the past. Reach way back in your memory to record acts of kindness that you've experienced, and take time to make lists of people to whom you want to send notes of thanks, either online or handwritten. In doing so, you'll invariably bless those who receive your notes. As you go through your daily routine today and every day, just notice the small blessings that are around you. Are the grocery stores stocked? Do you have the money to buy special things for your family and friends? Is the sun shining? Did your car start and run well this morning? Did your computer at work function properly all day long? Noticing these things and many other things, both large and small, and attributing them to God's grace in your life can help move you toward maintaining a consistent lifestyle of gratitude. Help others. If you can, take some time this holiday season to pack boxes at a local food bank. Offer your services to run elderly neighbors or their errands, or volunteer in your community to help it celebrate the Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, or Kwanzaa holidays. Reaching out to others in response to your own gratitude will spread the love to others. And remember one important fact: gratitude, like sunshine, doesn't come from a place of scarcity. Rather, it comes from a place of abundance and generosity. As you reflect your thankfulness this season to God and others, the glow of positivity increases exponentially. Don't hesitate to express your gratitude to God in prayer and to show it to others around you. As you do, you'll move in one small but tangible way toward making your world a happier place to live in. Listen, you, me, and everybody have a blessing with ACN, and you, my friend, can be a blessing by sharing the blessing of ACN with everyone you know. God has prepared us for a time such as this. Let's shine His light brightly as we continue to be blessed by His goodness and bless people with ACN. Thank you so much for spending your time with me this morning, and I am truly blessed by all of you and give thanks to each and every one of you for being a part of this amazing ACN family. Stay safe, everyone, and healthy during this upcoming holiday season. God bless all of you. Have a super fabulous day, and happy Thanksgiving.